Hello and welcome to The English We Speak, where we explain phrases used by fluent English speakers so that you can use them as well. I'm Feifei and I'm here with Beth.
Hi everyone and hi Feifei, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you Beth. We're learning what's and all, which I heard on a podcast about an autobiography. An actress I like has written about her life. What's and all, she said.
Ah, yes, what's and all. It means that we talk about a person or a thing exactly as it is, including flaws and imperfections. And the person doesn't have to actually have a real wart.
No. A wart is a lump on the skin. So this actress had some problems a few years ago, and she included all the details about that. So when you talk about difficult or unpleasant things, we can say...What's and all?
Okay, I have an example for this. So recently I was looking through some old photos of me when I was at school. So me and my friends as teenagers, and those photos were definitely not edited. We were there, warts and all.
Beth, I'm sure you look just fine there.
Here are some more examples of warts and all.
I went away for the weekend with my best friend and we had a really good time, but he does annoy me quite a lot. But that's friendship, isn't it? You've got to accept people, warts and all.
I adopted a cat and I love him, warts and all. He's a bit scruffy. Sometimes he's a bit naughty and ruins my furniture, but, you know, he's a great little friend.
I've just read this film review. It's one of the most honest I've ever seen. It's a real warts and all review. You know, it says the film is okay, but the acting is terrible. The special effects are unrealistic. They don't hold back, really.
Now, this phrase is really helpful to think about pronunciation and particularly linking in English. This phrase sounds like one long word, even though it's three.Warts and all.
Yes, when we have words that end in consonant sounds like warts and, followed by words that begin with vowel sounds like and, or, we link them together so that they sound like one word, warts and all.
And it's also common in British English to not say the d on and, but this is optional. Warts and all or warts and all.So, to recap, we've learned warts and all, which means show everything, including imperfections.
And we'll be back next time with another useful English phrase. See you then.
Bye.
Ever started a new job and had no idea what people were talking about? You're not alone. It was probably all business jargon. In our new series, we talk about the strange words and phrases people use at work that not everyone understands.Search for Learning English for Work in your podcast app or head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.